If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Nothing to me says romance like looking for condoms and Hennessy.
She's the crazy one of the season.
And the drunk.
He calls her Naggy.
His shirt's open like a Colombian drug lord.
He does not like pizza.
Can we talk about the big, wide open fish mouth?
He's like a walking success poster. Yeah.
Well, the first Monday of a new year means America is being introduced to a whole new bachelor. And as Chris Harrison said, start your engines. It's time to meet the guy who's going to steal your heart. And the Bachelor Podcast is back. I'm Christine Lee with Katie Pallotta. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
And Ryan Jones.
I feel complete again.
Yes, we have a new bachelor, Ari Lyondike Jr.
It's January.
A lot of Ari puns, I noticed the first night.
And racing.
A lot of racing puns.
A lot of D jokes and puns, of course.
Which is always good,
always
especially
good
in Bachelor universe.
And a lot of Lauren's.
Oh, okay, let's get this out of the way.
I actually thought about adding a Lauren this week just so that we'd sort of be, you know, caught up with the show itself.
There are four Laurens, two Britneys, or were. There's a Jenna. I mean, all these girls, not only do they look alike, but they have the same names.
There's two Beccas.
Two. Well, no, to
both
be fair.
Both spelled weirdly.
Yeah, a Becca and a Becca. Like A-H.
And the thing is, if you're one of the Laurens, you have to know that one of the reasons you got on the show
is because your name is Lauren.
Is because your name is Lauren. I mean, they had a Lauren car. I mean, they specifically was one of their thing, you know, whether it's a gift or a, you know, there obviously weren't a lot of costumes or anything this year.
Right. Gimmick.
And they decided, oh, well, yeah, gimmick. So the gimmick is going to be the Lauren car.
Well, and speaking of Beccas and Laurens, this one of the Beccas, the short one, the short-haired one, her age was not listed on the website or supered on the
show.
Well,
there's a reason for that.
What's the reason?
So if you watched this season on The Bachelor,
okay,
it becomes a thing.
Her age?
Oh, he doesn't know. You haven't told Ari how old you are. And they clearly wanted to keep that part of the excitement.
Well, she was saying, I'm really, really, I may be really young, but, and so I'm looking at her picture online and I'm trying to zoom in to see how young she might be. Like, I'm looking for crow's feet, I'm looking for laugh lines, and I'm thinking, this girl could be 18, this girl could be 38. Like, you can't really tell.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be one of those plot lines that, you know,
we're going to be disappointed by when we find out
exactly.
She's the same age as everybody else. Yeah. But
oh,
I don't
she's
know.
26.
Well, because that's the first thing I noticed exactly when they supered her name and there was no age.
No age, yeah.
And then she made the comment about being too young.
Right.
More than once.
And they still didn't super it, so you knew it wasn't a mistake. And then once I saw the coming attraction, said, okay, well, this is clearly going to be a thing.
Well, none of us, I don't know about you, Ryan, but Katie and I didn't take a huge amount of notes.
No, especially for a first episode. Yeah. I only have two pages, which this early in the season, for The Bachelor last time, I had three and a half pages for the first episode. I don't know if it's just because there wasn't a ton of drama or there weren't a ton of get-ups.
Well, also so many real estate
people. How many realtors are there on
to go with his new career path, but
yeah, we could some
like when in doubt, just
line.
Say Lauren and she's a real estate agent.
Well, before we even get
probably be right.
To these women who are vying for his attention, you know, Christine and I are new to Ari land. Ari was before our time.
He was on Emily's season, which I did not watch.
Right, and so I was a little unsure when they picked him, just mainly because, you know, you fear what you don't know, and I didn't know Ari.
Well, you were right there with the rest of the internet who was mad. Well, I don't know if you were mad, but the internet collectively was mad that Peter wasn't chosen.
Yeah, or just somebody recent.
Right.
It just seemed odd. Other than the Chelsea factor, I actually thought he had a really strong 2 hours. I thought he was likable.
I thought he
said basically the right thing.
I wanted to not like him, and I ended up liking him.
Yeah, I mean, I was a fan when he was on Emily's season, and I mean, they showed it like four times of him going home, but I was just always a fan, and I loved how he carried himself on her season, so I was in the group that was kind of excited to see what he can do as the Bachelor, but also with the fan base now of the show, I can definitely see why people were kind of up in arms about it because it's not someone that they would know.
Well, he was touted as the best kisser. Where does that come from? Why was...
I mean, you saw the montage. I mean,
he's the kissing bandit. He just... There's no bad... You can't be bad if you're the kissing bandit.
He just always kissed and he... Was always deemed a good.
All right. Well,
I don't know. I have not kissed him.
but you know, right after the announcement was made, and I was maybe not upset, but just sort of confused. It was my mother who was so excited and said, "No, trust me. He's going to be so good. I wanted him to be the bachelor right away. I was so upset when he didn't do it right away." And so, as we all know, our mothers always know best.
Yes, they do.
And so far, I think she's right on because I thought he was. Not an A+ because of the Chelsea stuff, because he should have been able to see through that. But
saw
I thought
his one.
Yeah, I thought he had a solid A. I thought it was a really good effort.
I mean, Ben didn't see through Olivia's crap, so I don't think.
Or the other S talker. What was it? Oh, Leah, right?
Oh yeah, good one.
So even the good ones miss one, but this is right out of the chute to get the first impression rose. I mean, it was just. It was a big fail.
Olivia
but
got the first impression rose, too.
Well, it's a better season than that one.
Yeah, I think Ari's done really well for himself right out of the shoot, which there's a lot riding on that. They took a risk by going that far into the past. And so far, we're very early, and we're only 5 minutes into this, so...
I'm going to go out on a limb very early and say that Tia is going to be our next Bachelorette. I'm just going to say it. Our Arkansas girl who's friends with what's-her-face?
Raven.
Raven, who I still don't get the Raven thing, but whatever.
I'll get it for you.
Katie and I don't get it, but that's fine. I can see that, though. I can see Tia being our next.
She has good potential.
Yes.
And she hands out little wieners.
Okay, let's talk about the icebreakers. Do you want to start? Do you want to start with the armpit or with the little wiener?
That was disgusting. But
but again, another racing pun, because it was at first, because I'm really slow, I didn't get it right away. I'm like, this is the stupidest icebreaker. And then, oh, a pit stop. Oh.
Right. This is Allie.
Okay.
Allie's
but you could have done
entrance.
Something. Wait, something talking, other than that. I don't
we're
know.
We're talking about her.
Well, but Ari's not anymore.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. That's yeah, because I've got a line right through
it. It was clever, but gross.
Clever, but gross.
I think you could have found another version of pit. Like, give him a peach and say, here's, you know, when you get hungry, you can have a pit stop. Yeah. You know, something like that. Then smelling
your
armpits.
We didn't have to go right in diving into each other's armpits right off
and
the bat.
And he's like, you smell amazing or
what's
whatever.
What's he going
to
say?
Gross.
Oh, wow, that's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
You actually have BO.
But driving a stock car up to Bachelor Mansion has to be right up there
A+.
One of the best entrances ever with the go daddy, shake your hair out kind of thing.
I don't have long hair, and so maybe you guys can speak to it, but I thought her hair looked great.
Yeah.
When she took that helmet off.
It did.
How hard that must be.
Yeah.
No, that's impossibly hard because you're sweating, you're nervous. And if I took a
helmet hair.
Not to mention, like, when you have electric shock or whatever and your hair sticks straight up, the static.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
It was out of a movie. She ripped it off and the flowing hair. And
yeah. That was a great entrance. It would have been cooler if she was actually driving it and not just. Behind the driver.
Like the classic Mustang.
You know.
But that's all right. I mean, you got to give Mikkel, 23 years old.
Yeah.
You got to give her props for that entrance.
Yes. But then, and then, of course, the muscle car, which I thought was also very strong.
Yeah. And who else made a big entrance, do you think?
There weren't really a ton.
No. Yeah, and I was kind of disappointed.
And that's why I think there wasn't a ton to talk about as far as the arrivals, because most of it, that's why they had to go to a Lauren mobile, because there really weren't.
I mean, you had Annalise with the bandit mask for the kissing bandit. But
she was even surprised when she walked in. She said, oh, it doesn't look like there are any other costumes here.
Yeah.
And whoops.
I think Annalise is the oldest one, too. She's 32.
Oh, she's elderly.
Of all the contestants.
So old.
Oh.
And I liked her. I'm like, event designer. Okay. That of all the job titles, like very few of them actually tell you what they do, like an event designer. What does that even mean? You're not an event planner.
I think that's probably a fancy way to say event
planner.
Planner.
But she's a decorator.
Yeah, but did you notice there were also less
funny job.
Yes. Like models.
Yeah, there were actual
jobs. Chicken enthusiasts.
Yeah, chicken enthusiasts, right. Stuff like that. These women, and obviously the women in past years also had jobs, but they didn't want to focus on it.
Yeah, these were actual.
Yeah, they all listed, almost every one of them listed a real job. I think the one said recently completed their master's or something.
Degree.
Which is also hugely impressive.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that ever being a thing where there wasn't any one or two people that they were sort of making fun of the whole way about, maybe because they were unemployed or just had a funny thing.
I'm still working on planning on doing my master's degree.
And I'm planning on getting a real job. So
yeah, right.
We're all planning.
I feel like
something.
This was a real start to the season rather than, you know, like the funny job titles or the costumes. And they even have like new graphics showing.
Don't you feel like they're making a conscious effort, though? I know this is a reality show and it's stupid.
Yeah.
And we try to get lost in this fairy tale land because our own lives are so ridiculously boring and whatever. Mm-hmm. But don't you feel like they're making a conscious effort to not do what Jonesy said, like to not dumb down women, just with everything that's been going on in this country in the last year? Like, don't you feel like they're at least trying to not make them the joke?
Yeah, like I wonder if that's how it would have been if we were going into The Bachelorette.
Right.
Like with all the guys there instead of all the girls, if it would be, I don't want to call it serious because there were definitely like funny and, you know, crazy moments,
right,
or whatever, but it's just as in past first episodes, it wasn't
the
as
women weren't
crazy.
The butt of the joke. Like,
yeah.
It feels a little bit, it's subtle, but it does feel a little bit different. Who jumped out at you as right out of the shoot, you're saying, I've got my eye on her?
In a good way or a bad way?
Either way.
Not a fan of Chelsea.
Well, she's the villain right out of the shoot.
Becca with an H. The one that we don't know her age.
Hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I give kudos to ABC for putting a short haired girl on the show.
I know. I think this is probably one of the first times.
Refreshing.
You know, the thing about Chelsea that I think was such a bummer is both in her short little featurette and then when she first walked in, I really liked her. She seemed A, normal, and B, like she might get ready to drink, be there for the right reasons. And then almost immediately, you just saw the claws come out, and
yeah,
obviously when we talk about all the time of editing and all that, but she was right away exactly the villain. Like, there's no question. When do you know this early that, yeah, there are people that girls don't like, I mean, but this is someone who not only do people not like, but she's going after people.
Yeah, she had a lot of characteristics of Olivia.
Totally.
Like, even down to the look.
Like her.
Yeah.
Well,
they
to be fair,
similarly.
Half the girls look like Olivia.
That's true. They do. But what was the kiss? I've seen it described online as something out of the movie Alien.
That'd be accurate.
Yeah, right?
I think.
Yeah, it was especially because she clearly was jealous that she, A, didn't get a kiss, and then, B, didn't get as much time as the other girls, which totally wasn't accurate.
Yeah.
It was all in her head, because...
Because how could you possibly know that?
Well, and the fact that she had a little bit of time, and there were other girls who literally would sit down, and someone else would come along and steal him right away. So she had more than some, but she clearly is one of these people that gets in her own head, and so not only was she going to take him again, but she was going to take him again.
Yeah, yeah.
Or for the first time. And that was something.
Yeah.
It was gross. Becca's entire storyline, Becca with an H, like, depends on Chelsea. So if Chelsea goes, what's the point of keeping Becca around?
Exactly. It's one of those
she's already
tag team.
Hitched her wagon to her star. I mean,
yeah. I also did not like that whole pedicure foot rub.
That was bizarre.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Didn't like that.
That was
Jenna.
And
Jenna,
I thought he handled
yes.
that well. What do you think about this? I think this is the first time anyone's ever touched my feet. You know? It's...
Yeah. And Jessica was excused early on. Because she was a television host from Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't she the one whose dad had met Ari in a past life and now we'll never know?
And she
in what
was,
context?
Yeah. And she was sure to tell everyone that upon her exit.
Do we know? I didn't look it up. I didn't want to see any spoilers, but
I didn't look it up either, but I think it was I don't think they, like, I think they just met each other once.
Like, he went father to one of his races.
And maybe met.
I think he interviewed him, and that's how came up. Because, like, her...
Yeah, I don't think, they were...
Buds.
Like, friends or anything.
No, I gathered that.
Because
I
she was, and you could tell, if you had to guess what she did for a living, you could tell she was on TV.
Even
in their conversations, in the just hanging around area, it was, yes, so this is such a scene.
And his mouth...
As you can see behind me, there's a meeting of two women over here. It was very...
Yeah, she was all in it.
Yeah, she had new... It was that snooze mouth where you just can't stop with the
Yeah,
over
she
the top.
Definitely took it the worst when she was sent home. And one of those, like, I'm so disappointed in myself and I'll never know what could happen. And, like, you've met him for, like, 10 minutes.
Your whole life is already upside down. Yeah. But this is not the most amount of, because there have been seasons in the past where there were more contenders than this, right? Because we, after the first episode, it's down to 21.
Yeah, I think it was the last, I think it was Nick's season. Didn't Nick have a lot more?
Right. And
Nick
had like 30. Double eliminations.
Nick had like 30 something.
They learned their lesson, I think, from that. It was
he still had to get rid of 8 people last night. I mean,
he
did.
It was still a lot, but this episode, I feel like you really didn't know who he was. Like, he sent home someone, and you were like, who was that?
And ABC,
like,
can you please...
Which is usually the case, but...
I talked about this last season.
Please put the name up.
Yes. Can we stop with the no super in the one-on-ones, at least until we get to 10? I mean, he's sitting down with these women, and I thought, oh, that's really cute. Oh, but who the hell was he talking to?
Who was that?
Because that's a nice moment. I'd like to make a note of it. Oh, what did she... She sort of looked like this, and...
I feel like at least until the end of episode 2 or 3.
Right?
You should always have the name.
I don't think that's ridiculous.
I want to add another thing that they need to put underneath there is just whether they're blonde or brunette. You just need to... Originally blonde or brunette, because that does make a difference. Because in my... I'm coming at it this season with a mathematical, analytical... It's very money.
Fancy.
Money ball.
Nick had 22 after the first night.
Okay.
Okay, and we have 21.
And so he eliminated...
Like 10.
8 as well.
Oh, 8?
So
okay.
So he had 30. So he had
one
more.
And we had... Yeah. We had started with 29.
29,
yeah.
Now we have 21. I went through and I figured out who was blonde and who was brunette.
Yeah.
And I just want you guys to know... From a mathematical standpoint, there were 13 blondes and 16 brunettes to begin.
All right.
And he eliminated even 4 blondes and 4 brunettes.
Interesting.
Okay?
This is a new...
All right. Now
that took some time.
There's 9 blondes and 12 brunettes left. So I feel like he's more interested in the brunettes because it's 12 brunettes to 9 blondes.
My kind of guy.
Right? So
no
he's Katie and I are blonde. We won't be offended by that. It's fine.
None taken.
So I'm figuring that if the final 4 is 2 blondes and 2 brunettes, I'm saying I'm going to go with the brunettes.
Yep. That's a good calculation.
Listen, I've never heard anybody come at The Bachelor or Bachelorette this way, so I think...
I got to step my game up.
This is really...
And there were no redheads.
Well...
Absolutely not.
There was
sort of...
Red/purple.
Yeah, Valerie.
Okay, but Valerie doesn't have a chance anyway.
In her actual photo,
Valerie needed a new color dress, that bright yellow.
But I'm just saying, you know, we have... I think it's going to be a brunette, and that's just my own personal opinion. But the women seen... A couple of girls liked his salt and pepper look.
Mm-hmm.
Someone made a comment about his...
The spices. And
yes.
I need some salt and pepper.
Right.
Yeah. Was that a thing?
Salt and pepper?
Because...
I mean, that's what women liked about Bill Clinton back in the day. And you say what you want to about him.
Yeah, and I think when he was announced as The Bachelor, I think, like, there were some tweets or something that came out relating to salt and pepper. So I think that's kind of... They kind of went along with that.
Side note, you know the Trivago guy?
Mm-hmm.
He has salt and pepper hair. He dyed his hair. It's blonde now. I just thought he ruined his whole look.
Does
that upset you?
It does. Salt and pepper is a thing, and it's a good thing.
Well, I hope so, because there's definitely the grays are coming out, and I'm not coloring it, so it better be good.
Your hair is dirty blonde, so you'll be dirty blonde and salt.
Is that a thing?
No.
Okay. So maybe I should just color it a little bit
cinnamon
to get
darker. And salt.
Dark.
And then let the gray come in?
Salt come in, exactly.
So then I can create the salt and pepper look? Okay. So I'm just looking at the... I've just got the salt.
You just have the salt coming in, but you don't have any of the pepper.
Oh. Well,
which is, you know, that's very important.
This has not been a good start to the year.
This is going to be an interesting season.
We haven't even talked about the taxidermist. Kendall, right?
/ ukulele
with the,
player.
With the stuffed seal.
He stuffed everything, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all animal lovers here.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I will say this. For half a minute, half joking, I considered having that done with my last dog.
I did too with my last dog and my cat.
It was sort of said as a joke, but with a little bit of seriousness in there. So you test the water
like
with the joke,
yeah.
And then see how it goes over. It did not go over well. So I'm not totally against it, and I get it. Because I, you know, while I am an animal lover, I can also appreciate hunting. But some of the stuff she has,
it was too much.
I considered having my cat Coco cloned, but I really can't afford it.
That's a thing now.
I know, but
there was a lot going on with her.
Yeah, she's something else.
Because I don't. Is that a deal breaker? I don't know. It's one thing to support hunting or whatever, but to actively surround yourself with.
But he's a race car driver. You think of racing and hunting and like these, those kinds of things seem to go.
I don't know. She has a lot. There were a lot there.
It shows,
and that's a lot to take.
Shows you
on.
My stereotype: hunting and racing. Way to go, Christine. That's really great, moron. Yeah, but she did have an overabundance of.
Yeah, she's definitely going to be the out there one.
More out there than the wiener girl, than
well, I think so because Tia seemed
more. Sweet.
Tia seemed as normal as any of these girls
in
could be.
She's left of center in a very different way. In the same way Raven was. She's a good old country girl,
Southern girl,
Arkansas.
Yeah, throw on the boots. We'll get in the mud.
Yep.
You know, let's play with. Like, I'll get in there with the hogs. Like, no problem. Not going to be one of these prissy girls.
Yep.
Oh my God, I can't. No, she's going to be like a...
She's the real deal.
Yeah, real Southern girl. I don't know what to make of Kendall.
I bet you she ate her black-eyed peas on New Year's Day.
Absolutely. She might have even been with Raven. Who knows?
You never... Yeah, so
they are buds. They were shopping together in their little piece.
Yeah. How close is Wiener to Ravenstown? Like, how do they know each other?
I don't know, but I'm assuming...
Everyone in Arkansas
close enough. Because everyone in the state just knows each other. But I think... Wasn't that Raven's store?
Oh, was it?
Raven had a clothing store.
Yeah. So, and that was the store that she visited Raven in before she went on the show.
I'll let you come down and film this, but it's got to be in my store.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my mama's from Batesville, Arkansas, just so you know, and that's why we have our black eyed peas every New Year's Day. I can't ever forget that. But so, Tia's one of my personal favorites. Just, I'm putting it out there that I like her, you guys.
So, I do too.
Hands off. No, hands off.
Well, there is no, first of all, there's no hands off. Because we will be drafting our bachelor teams here, and all's fair. So
she's a brunette and she's a Southern girl.
According to your statistics.
According to my statistics.
She's going far.
That's working for you.
This is Moneyball, seriously. Who did we miss?
Well,
I'm trying to think.
There's a lot, but not a lot, if that makes any sense.
No,
that was all that was really showcased.
Yeah,
I would say.
I mean, we talked a little bit about Marika, and because...
Oh, yeah, with the ends in the H.
Yes.
Spices.
The spices, and you know, she owns her own restaurant with her mother, and really seemed to be drawn to her, and, you know, I mean...
I liked her.
Hell, a woman who owns her own restaurant and...
Business owner.
Yeah, a business owner who... I imagine is a very strong woman. You don't get to own your own business by being a pushover.
Especially owning a restaurant. That's so much
with
work.
Family. So looks like,
and you haven't killed each other yet.
Yeah, could be a good family person.
Yeah, no, definitely. The two Britneys, one went home. Oh, Bibiana.
Oh, yeah. She got, like, maybe half 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Of FaceTime the and whole
I
just, night.
All I could think of
but
was
chosen, so.
Her nickname is going to be Bibby.
Because really the highlight of her time was him trying to pronounce it properly when he gave her the rose.
Bibliana.
Bibiana. And then as she walked up, Bibiana, and really slow, probably how I mean, I have to say it that way now just so I say it right. He's probably thinking the same thing because he's, okay, don't say it wrong. Don't say it wrong. Don't say it wrong.
You know what?
Bibi.
When we were pregnant, and I would open up the back door and yell out names because you know you want to see how the names sound when you're screaming at your kids.
Bibiana!
Right. See, I'm thinking that he's done the run through, can't pronounce it. It's over. Yeah. It can't be a thing.
Not going too far.
And he did say he's not a nickname guy.
So he's not going to call her Bibs or Bibby.
Because that's the other thing. I did like that where they were talking about, well, what do you. Was it Annalise? And he's like, well, do I call you Anna? And she said, no, I don't like nicknames. And he didn't either. Because, well, what about the Kissing Bandit? I didn't give myself that name.
Yeah.
So something like Bibiana, who you would think would just be like, yeah, Bibs or Bibby or...
It's a turnoff.
Yeah, not he's full name.
Do you think he...
Add that
do you think he means?
List.
Yeah. Do you think he means full name or like a nickname like...
The Kissing Bandit.
Yeah, or like Sugar or like Honey.
She brought up the Kissing Bandit. I assume he means nicknames more like shortened names. Like calling you Cat.
Okay. See, because I took it as, I mean, I didn't know if it was either
calling
that.
You Chris.
Or like, or see, like Honey or Babe or something like that. Like, I didn't know if it meant.
An endearment or if it meant an actual
Katie.
Shortening of the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assumed it was shortening of the name, but she brought up the Kissing Bandit, so I think she more meant the Honey, something like that.
And the Sugar and the Bunny.
So he's a full namer.
So my brother-in-law calls my sister-in-law Bunny.
Yeah. I like, I'm a full namer myself, so I get that.
Well, your name's, you can't even shorten your name, Ryan.
Well, not for me, but
for
other people.
Okay.
So... I've never called you Chris in my life.
You wouldn't be alive.
Yeah. I've never called you Kat. You know, I'd call you Catherine if you let me. You know, like, I'm a full namer.
No.
Nope.
Mikkel. I liked Mikkel, the photographer.
Left us really sort of on the edge there. And it was because great entrance.
Yep.
She owned it. She was great. And then we're coming down to the last rose. And there's Mikkel with her hair flowing still.
I know.
I liked her at first, and then the way I just saw her, like, kind of interacting with people, I wasn't sure anymore. But I don't know. I'll give her a chance.
And what do you think about why'd you do that to me?
Insecure, right out of the chute.
You're not on that level yet.
I was surprised none of the women made a thing about that. Of
I know.
When she was walking over, someone like Jessica or Amber saying, you can do that to me.
Yeah.
I'll happily be the last one.
You're not on that level yet, and you don't have that relationship slash friendship yet.
You haven't invested any time in each other to be able to say.
You don't deserve to say that yet.
You don't deserve it.
Not yet.
Well, let's see. Who went home? Olivia, Naisha, Lauren S., Becca.
No, Lauren J.
Lauren J. went home?
Right.
I think there were two.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I circled
only
Lauren
one.
S. because I like her. Oops, I'm giving away.
Oh!
Sorry.
We got a spoiler.
Sorry. You're right.
Lauren J.
Lauren J.
Brittany spelt weird.
Jessica.
Brittany.
Brianna. Amber and Allie.
Yes.
Okay.
Jessica, Amber, Allie, Brianna, Brittany spelt weird, Lauren J., Naisha, and Olivia.
That's right. And that was four blondes and four brunettes. Just in case you're keeping track.
I am now.
Now
thanks.
I am.
I wasn't
now
before.
It's a system.
It's a system.
Is this going to, we're going to have to add this to the drinking game now? Oh,
pay close
man.
Attention.
Every one-on-one date with a brunette, take two drinks.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm telling
cool.
you, I'm going to keep track of this all season.
I am interested to see your results.
When are the Winter Games firing up?
I think they said next month.
Yeah,
so February.
They're going to go up against the Olympics.
Against the Olympics.
Yeah, the
I'm very
Olympics.
Excited about the Winter Games.
I am too.
I'm more excited about the Bachelor Olympics than the actual Olympics.
Me too.
So.
Me too, absolutely. I wonder if they'll have a South Korean representative there.
But I still want...
For the Winter Olympics.
I still, I much like the regular Olympics, though, I still only want the Americans to win. So if Alex is there, sorry, buddy. I'm rooting against you the
Alex
whole time.
Alex is...
No, the other...
not the Marine,
no,
Alex.
No, the other Alex. The Russian dude.
Oh, the Canadian
dude.
One.
No, the Russian dude. What's his name? Right? That was his name, Alex?
Alexi?
That, what's his name? Wanted to,
the one that Ellen DeGeneres wanted to strip naked?
Yeah. Was yeah. his name Alex?
It was a...
Yeah.
The guy that
because
the
Alexander,
last bachelorette wanted him to be the bachelor.
Because his nickname is Sasha, which is Alexander in Russia.
So if he's competing, I'm rooting against him because Americans only. How about that?
All right. Well, so are we ready to throw down?
So who won last time?
Katie.
I know it wasn't me because I know
Katie
that much.
Won. Didn't you win? I completely was out before even the end, wasn't I?
Oh, yeah. I had Peter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Brian.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You had everyone.
I did. Yeah.
You had the last four.
I don't think you had all four.
No, I haven't. You won.
No, I mean the last four people standing, they were all on your team.
You had Peter and Brian?
Yeah, she was a nightmare.
I thought I had Peter because that's why I was like, he's my BFF.
Maybe.
I had all the losers, so I know I definitely lost.
Well, so I'm last today. Right?
Right. So I'll let you, since you have this new system anyways, so whether I had Peter or not, I'll let you have the first pick then, Christine. How about that?
Well, I think that Tia's going to be our next bachelorette as much as I want her to win. I'm going to go with the Moneyball system and pick Becca with a K because the other Becca was eliminated, but she's my brunette, and I think she's going to go far.
You want Becca with a K?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Becca with a K or Becca K?
Becca K, and her name has a K in it.
B-E-C-A. Yeah, because you have to go by the last initial.
Yeah, not B E K A H M.
Okay,
not the short-haired Becca.
No, you want Becca K.
Becca K.
Okay.
She's from Minnesota. She's 27. Yes. She's a publicist.
Okay. Well, I will take the other Becca. I'll take Becca M.
We don't know how old she is.
Yes, the maybe 18-year-old Becca. Oh, yeah.
I think she... I'm going to go 31 on her. I think that's the age that's going
to... That's boring if it's going to... How's that a thing? If it's she's got to be like 19 for it to be a scandal.
I know, right?
Never know. I'm going to go with Lauren B.
Again with a Lauren B on your team.
Mm-hmm.
You've already gone with a Lauren B, and you won Ben's season.
Are we snaking or not? I don't remember. Do you get two picks in a row?
Yeah.
Okay, so you get another one.
I'm going to go with the weird Kendall girl.
Okay, the taxidermist?
Yep.
All right, so now is it to me?
No, it's to me and then to you.
Damn.
You get two after this.
Okay.
I'm going to take Annalise.
Good one.
So you get two now, Christine.
I get two. Okay, good. I'm going with Crystal and Tia.
And I will take everyone's favorite villain, Chelsea. Now Katie gets two.
I'm going to go with Caroline.
Oh, that's a good one. I like Caroline.
And... Mikkel.
That is a good choice.
I'm going to take Valerie because redheads need some attention.
She's not a redhead.
Well, fake redhead. I don't care.
Some of those blondes aren't blondes either, but I guess that's...
Show some respect.
That's for sure.
Are you doing a second one?
No, you get two.
I get two.
I'm the only
one
that doesn't get two.
I'm going with
shafted here.
Lauren S. and...
Jenny. Okay. And I will take Jacqueline.
I'm going to go with CN.
Oh, yeah. Liked her. And so it's back to me, or is
no?
It,
she gets another one, then back to me.
And Marika.
Interesting. Well, I will take Jenna.
All right. Let's see. Brittany T.
Then you get another one.
Oh, God, who's... Oh, Ashley.
I will take Lauren G. Which leaves...
Bibiana.
Bibiana. To Katie.
All right. That's it.
We all have the equal amount.
Yeah, because
this time.
There's yeah there 3 into 21.
There are always one or two of us.
So
that
many
had
jokes in there.
we are a family program.
As many times
but
as you want.
Can we avoid Katie from claiming victory again? I don't know. It's always tough. She's the expert for a reason.
Who was your first pick? When it finally came around, who was your first pick if you could have made it?
Becca Kay.
No, who I chose?
Who you chose
no
first.
No wonder you questioned the spelling. You wanted to see
I just
if I
wanted
screwed
to make sure.
Yeah, we wanted to
you know?
Make sure it was the right Becca.
Did you get your first choice?
I actually had Becca, the other Becca.
As, the short-haired as the top, Becca.
Yeah, I had them 1 and 2, so either or. I like them both. And I mean, I don't like them both.
But you got your first choice?
Yeah.
Your first, okay. Very interesting. And who did you end up picking as your first?
Lauren B.
Lauren B.
Because, you know, good luck last time, so...
Right, yeah. It worked out for you before.
Got to stick with the LBs.
All right, well, we're going to have to see how this plays out. It's still one episode a week. At the end, it gets down to 2 a week.
Yeah.
But right now, we're 1 a week. We're driving
until otherwise.
Train.
Yeah. Right now, until, it's just Mondays.
Till final notice, right.
Yes.
All right, well, we're still up online. You can find us, the Bachelor Podcast, on across all social media platforms. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and we're here. Send us any feedback you want. We love hearing from you, and we will be back next time, same place for Bachelor Podcast. I'm Christine Lee. Ryan Jones, thank you.
I need another Lauren.
Katie Pilata gets the last word.
Good to be back.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.